Good morning, students. Today we'll be learning the chapter Ashoka, the Emperor Who Gave Up War. The first question which comes in our mind while reading out the title is that who was Ashoka? So Ashoka was an emperor. Now what does it mean by emperor? Emperor is the ruler of an empire. What is empire? Empire is a kingdom which is larger in size. The ruler of a kingdom is known as a king, and the ruler of an empire is known as emperor. Ashoka was one of the greatest rulers known to history, and on his instructions, inscriptions were carved on pillars as well as on rock surfaces. These rock surfaces and pillars were situated at Sarnath. The empire that Ashoka ruled was founded by his grandfather Chandragupta Maurya more than 2300 years ago. Chandragupta was supported by a wise man named Chanakya, or we call him Kautilya. Many of Chanakya's ideas were written down in a book called the Arthashastra. Now we will know that what is dynasty. When members of the same family become rulers one after another, the family is often called a dynasty. The Mauryas were a dynasty with three important rulers. They were, the first one was known as Chandragupta. His son, then the second one comes, his son Bindusara. Now the third one was Bindusara's son Ashoka. There were several cities in the empire. These included the capital Pataliputra, which is in present day known as Patna, Taxila, which is known as the gateway to Central Asia and also to Northern India, and the third one, which is Ujjain, which comes in the route from north to south India. In other areas, there were villages of farmers and herders. In some areas, such as central India, there were forests where people gathered forest produce and hunted animals for food. People in different parts of the empire spoke different languages. They probably ate different kinds of food and wore different kinds of clothes as well. Now we will know the difference between empires and kingdoms. How were the empires different from kingdoms? As we know, students, that empires are larger in area than kingdoms, so emperors need more resources than kings. In order to protect the empires, they had to keep big armies, which included a large number of people. So also they need a larger number of officials who collect taxes. Now we will know that how the empire was ruled. As the empire was so large, different parts were ruled differently. The area around Pataliputra was under the direct control of the emperor. This meant that officials were appointed to collect taxes from farmers, herders, craftspersons, traders who lived in villages and towns in the area. Officials also punished those who disobeyed the ruler's orders. Many of these officials were given salaries. Messengers went to and fro, and spies kept a watch on the officials that if they were doing their work properly or not. And of course, the emperor supervised them all with the help of the members of the royal family and senior minister, as it was not possible for the emperor to manage and govern such a vast empire all alone. It was not possible for him. So he took the help of the members of the royal family and senior ministers. There were other areas or provinces. each of these was ruled from a provincial capital such as Takshila or Ujjain, although there was some amount of control from Pataliputra, and royal princes were often sent as governors. Local customs and rules were probably followed. Besides, there was vast areas between these centers. Here, the Mauryas tried to control roads and rivers, which were important for transport, and to collect whatever resources were available as tax and tribute. For example, the Arthashastra tells us that the northwest was important for blankets and South India was important for its gold and precious stones. Okay. It is possible that these resources were collected as tribute. Now we will know that what is tribute. Unlike taxes, which was collected on a regular basis, tribute was collected as and when it was possible from people who gave a variety of things, more or less willingly. There was also the forest regions. People living in these areas were more or less independent, but may have been expected to provide elephants, timber, honey, and wax to Mauryan officials.